Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Phew, one more point and I'll win. I calmly observed and found the opponent's loophole. Here it is. I swing my epée, but he was faster than me. Just a little more and I would win.
You almost beat me. Good job.
No, it's not. What? She needs more practice.
Dad, I've been practicing for 2 hours. I'm so fed up.
Your goal today is to win against Mr. Rowan. Hurry up.
You might think that this is an Olympic training session. Oh no, this is just one of my regular fencing practice days. Hi, I'm Violet and this is my story. Please like and subscribe so you won't miss out on my story. Well, first of all, I was born into a billionaire family. My father is the chairman of the Unity Vision real estate chain. At the age of 30, he met my mother. The result of that sweet love is me. You are the most precious treasure in my life.
And you two are the most precious treasures in my life.
However, happiness didn't last long. When I was 3 years old, my mother left for another man. Since then, my father had become a single dad, raising me on his own. Perhaps because of the wound in his heart, my dad became a gruff and strict man. Even so, he didn't hesitate to spend money for me to study expensive subjects of the rich. Riding a horse, playing the piano, violin, playing golf, and so on. I had learned all kinds of arts and sports. When I was 12, I learned fencing at the request of my father. Yeah, you saw that fencing match at the beginning of that video. That day, I had to secretly beg Mr. Rowan to pretend to lose so that I could get rid of the boring fencing uniform.
You are the future heiress to Unity Vision, so you must...
always try my best to be a distinguished person. My fate was destined to become the heiress of a billionaire, so it was reasonable that my father sent me to study so many art and sport classes. However, he even made me learn business since I was 15 years old. What's a 15-year-old girl studying business for?
One day you will take over the company. I want you to prepare well.
My dad also let me participate in shareholder meetings, even meetings with business partners and customers. To be honest, I didn't understand anything. But because I participated a lot, I gradually got used to it. And although I didn't like business very much, I found it quite interesting. Besides, I still thought the classes that my dad made me join were quite useless. Until one day. That day, while waiting for my father's driver to pick me up, I saw my classmate Aaron suspiciously going somewhere. Out of curiosity, I followed him. In a deserted alley, Aaron was giving a small package to a person, and he gave him money in return. I see what's going on. Oops, I forgot to put it on silent mode. Aaron and the man were startled, immediately walking towards me.
Quickly, hand over the phone.
This was the first time I encountered this situation, so I was a bit shaken. But I remained calm and took a step back. Unexpectedly, unexpectedly behind me was another big fat guy. There's no way to run. I just have to fight. Thanks to my fencing skills, I quickly grabbed the broken umbrella next to the dumpster to fight with Aaron. He was a slow reactor, so he was easily defeated. The other two got angry.
Police are coming! Police are coming!
The bad guys heard police and immediately ran away. I saw a guy running toward me. He seemed to be in a hurry. Before I could understand what was going on, he grabbed my hand.
Run! Quick! Before they find out!
Like that, we ran out of the alley as fast as we could. Aaron and the men, after discovering that they had been tricked, came back to look for us, but they couldn't find us anywhere then. After losing the bad guys, both I and the man stopped.
Are you okay?
I'm fine. I sent my location to my dad's driver. In the meantime, I had a further conversation with this guy. His name is Xavier. Xavier was probably the first guy to talk to me so freely. Well, my dad is so strict, he even decides who I should be friends with. So the appearance of Xavier made me extremely excited. At this moment, my dad's driver arrived. I said goodbye to Xavier and got in the car. Thank you for helping me. In response to my thanks, he just smiled. Well, that smile looks a bit silly, but cute. After I got home, I told my dad what happened. Dad went into a rage.
Do you know how dangerous it was? They could have hurt you!
But Dad, someone helped me! I immediately told my dad about Xavier saving me. He calmed down a bit, but still didn't stop worrying.
Well, it's still dangerous anyway. I will hire a driver and bodyguard for you.
Yes. Having a private driver is like having a hawk with 360-degree view next to you. I didn't like that, but I couldn't refuse my dad, so I had to accept it. The next afternoon, I stood in front of the school gate and waited for my driver. Oh, there he is! When the driver got down to open the car door, I was extremely surprised. Xavier?
Miss, we meet again.
Needless to say how happy I was. It turned out that Xavier was looking for a job and accidentally saw the ad about hiring a driver, so he boldly applied. My father was a cautious and meticulous man. So the fact that Xavier passed his tests and was accepted proved that he was also very good.
You seem happy today.
Xavier's words startled me. Only then did I realize my cheeks were blushing. Just like that, Xavier took me to school every day and then took me to the company to attend meetings. That day, when I came home from school, my dad called me in to talk.
There is an important event coming up. You should learn to dance.
What? Why all of a sudden? Another lesson? I got it. Seeing my dad's serious attitude, I had to obey him. Before I left, Dad added more.
I see you're becoming too close to the driver. He is not on your level. You should keep your distance.
I got it. Learning how to dance was harder than I thought. The teacher had to see my silly dance for 2 hours and gradually lost his patience.
Ugh, I give up.
Finally, he quit the job. I was exhausted and lay on the floor.
Let me help you.
I can't believe that Xavier knew how to dance. Not only did he know, but he also taught me in great detail. I followed Xavier's beats, and to my surprise, I was dancing to the beat. Yay! I happily hugged Xavier, but quickly let go of him. It was so embarrassing.
Shall we dance now?
I took Xavier's hand, and his other hand rested lightly on my waist. At this close distance, Xavier was really handsome. Suddenly, my heart beat so hard. Flustered, I stepped on Xavier's foot, making him wince. I'm sorry.
It's okay. You're doing great.
Xavier's smile made me uncontrollably lean up and kiss him. Xavier froze, and I was so embarrassed that I blushed and rushed out of the room. But my dad was standing outside the door ever since. I was like a thief that got caught red-handed. My whole body trembled.
I warned you! How could you? This is unacceptable!
I'm sorry. It was just an outburst.
This is the last warning. If you still don't listen, you will take the consequences.
Dad's rigidity and his fastidiousness made it difficult for me to breathe. I cried and went back to my room. I lay awake all night thinking about what happened. Even if my father forbade me, I still couldn't hide my true feelings. I realized how much I liked Xavier. I need to confess to him. The next morning, Xavier took me to school as usual. Xavier, I want to tell you something.
Yes?
I like you. His cheeks were as red as tomatoes. He must have been shocked. It's okay if you don't like me. I'm sorry about that kiss.
Actually, I like you too. But I'm afraid that we aren't in the same social class.
Xavier's words made my heart skip a beat. As soon as I knew his feelings, I burst with happiness. I rushed over to hug him. I don't care about your background or social class. I just want to be with you. This time, Xavier kissed. Moments with Xavier made me extremely happy. I thought that our happiness would last. Until one day. That day, I was still happily waiting for Xavier to come pick me up. But the driver was a different person. The window was rolled down, and I realized that the person inside was my father. He looked a bit scary right now.
Do you think you can hide your damn secret love behind my back?
But I really love him!
You spoiled kid! I raised you up not to let you fall in love with some insolent jerk! You must love someone on your level!
Dad's scary reaction surprised me. I didn't expect him to say such cruel words.
You'll never see him again anyway.
What did you do to him?
You don't need to know that. Moreover, I have arranged a dinner for you and the Citibank president's son, so you'd better prepare well.
My ears were ringing. My mind was in complete chaos. All that pops into my head right now is Xavier. After that, I tried to call Xavier over and over, but he didn't answer the phone, nor reply to my messages. Please, reply to my texts. That dinner came very quickly. Before going to that place, I texted Xavier the location. If he really cared about me, then I hoped he would come and take me out of there. My date was Brandon, but I had no interest in him at all. Right now, I just wish that the person dancing with me was Xavier. That was all I needed. I miss him so much. Excuse me. I need to go. I ignored Brandon and left the room. Suddenly, I caught my father's driver in a hurry to go somewhere. Isn't Dad having a meeting somewhere else? Feeling that something was wrong, I immediately followed him. The driver looked around and entered a room. I stood outside and waited.
Violet needs a little more time. But I'll be handing everything over to her soon as well.
Was Dad's voice? Who was he talking to? I tried to put my ear close to the door to listen, but the door suddenly opened and...
Huh?
I just fell inside.
What are you doing here?
I gave a wry smile at the situation, but then my smile faltered when I realized my dad was sitting opposite Brandon's dad, with two suitcases on the table. I still didn't understand what was going on.
Huh?
Then suddenly...
Police here! Everyone don't move!
To my astonishment, Xavier and other police officers came to arrest Brandon's dad, my dad, and his driver. What is this, Xavier?
I'm sorry that you had to witness this, but your dad just made an illegal transaction. Without your text, we would have never found this place.
My ears were ringing as Xavier spoke. According to Xavier, my father was actually a gangster boss and was noticed by the police many years ago. But because there was no clear evidence, he could not be arrested. Xavier was one of the undercover cops to spy on my dad. I swung Xavier's hand away and ran to my dad. Dad, is this true?
You almost became my perfect heiress. But it seems that I was wrong. It's disappointing that you can't be the next boss.
Dad's indirect confession left me completely devastated. I can't tell how I was feeling, but could only burst into tears back then. Finally, my father's case quickly broke the news. Unity Vision was also forced to close. I gave up everything and moved to the suburbs to live with distant relatives. After a few months, I finally moved on and decided to go visit my dad. But I wasn't really sure that I could ever forgive him either. At this moment, a car stopped in front of me. The person who got out of the car was... Xavier? Old memories flooded back. I didn't know what to do.
Wait, I know you're mad at me, but please listen to me. I love you, Violet. It's true, Please give me a second chance.
Although I was mad at Xavier, I did have feelings for him. I'm so confused. In your opinion, should I give him a chance?
That day, the venerable King Daniel and I was in a signing ceremony. May today mark the beginning of a wonderful partnership. I look for... Ow! My head hurts. Seeing that, the king looked at me reproachfully. Ugh, I'm doomed. Get the princess out. Now.
Oh, it's fine, Your Majesty.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number smart beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
I don't mind having your lovely princess here with us. Wait, It looked like my machine had finally detected something. Oh no! It just sucked on the Count of Belgium's iron boots. In the blink of an eye, the ceremony turned chaotic. Will you stop now, Sophia? King Daniel, or should I say my father, immediately ordered his soldiers to kick me out. Greetings! My name is Sophia, and I am 17 years old. I'm the 15th princess of the X-Kingdom located in Northern Europe. Contrary to the other soft and sweet princesses who love jewelry and dancing, I'm a vigorous, independent princess who has a burning passion for archaeology. I love studying ancient items and learning about their past cultures. My biggest hero was the legendary archaeologist Williams Martinez, who was also my country's pride. However, the king saw it as a silly hobby, even though he himself was in dire search for an invaluable antique. I constantly begged him to let me join the national treasure search team, but his answer remained the same. Look at yourself, Sophia. Do you look like a princess at all? I forbid you to become an archaeologist. You'll never make it. Right. Blah, blah, blah. He told me that daily, but nothing could stop my dream. More often than not, I brought my personal antiques to the tedious etiquette classes for princes and princesses. Once I even proudly showed them off to my friends. It annoyed our professor to no end. Princess Sophia. Oh my god. I'm so sorry, Professor. Princess, don't you remember our rules? Regardless of status, anyone who breaks the rules will be punished. And after that, I was again punished with jogging around the field for 10 laps after reading a heavy book. For others, that might sound like a torture, but for me, walking around with my archaeology device was a blessing. No one can stop my passion now. Oops! Your Majesty, please don't be angry at the princess. Sophia, come to the library now. The king would definitely give me an earful. I might be grounded for the rest of my life. Wait, really? You won't force me to write poems as punishment again? Yes, Sophia. On one condition. You must attend this political party. It is immensely important. We need the help of neighboring countries to find our national treasure, the Holy Compass. FYI, the Holy Compass became our national treasure thousands of years ago in King Robert's era. It was something that my father had been searching for a long time. Then you can just let me join the national search team. This party is just a waste of time. If you refuse, you'll be writing poems. And again, don't ever bring that hideous thing inside our sacred palace. His demand was so ridiculous, but for the sake of the country, I had to do as he said. Everything was going smoothly that evening when suddenly, I discovered that my device was broken. I knew exactly who did this. My father had interfered too much in my life. It drove me to make the boldest decision that none of us could have expected. Yes, while still wearing the party dress, I gathered my necessities and ran away from the palace right that evening. Just thinking about going back to that confined place made me exhausted. I decided to run away as far as possible. Before that, I had watched the news of Professor Williams and his journey to find the national treasures. Without hesitation, I submitted an application to his archaeology team. Thanks to my full modern equipment and the excellent results of the test, I was accepted. I quickly packed up, changed my appearance, and joined his archaeological team. On my very first day with the team on the journey to the furthest southern island, I was confused and feeling left out when suddenly a guy in a weird outfit scared me.
Hey, I'm Brian Lee. If you get in any trouble, just let me know.
Except for that guy, everyone else was friendly, especially the professor. I ran to him and held his hand with all admiration. Professor Williams, you are the biggest motivation for me to pursue this challenging career path. Can I accompany you during this fieldwork? He hesitated at first, but as soon as he saw my modern equipment, he agreed. He then put me and Brian into his team that was in charge of surveying the Island West area.
If anyone has any discoveries, please bring them to me.
With that, we started exploring. Once when Brian was on duty, suddenly he was attacked by a snake and fell to the ground. Seeing that, I urgently ran over to check on him, but oddly enough, Professor William just kept diligently excavating the beach site. Professor Williams, Brian was bitten by a snake!
You help him. If I'm not fast enough, the tide will rise.
Unbelievably, he just kept digging in the sand below and ignored us. I was preparing first aid for Brian, but before I knew it, he had already treated his wound like a true experienced explorer. Fortunately, it was only a rough green snake and wasn't poisonous. That incident left me shocked, but at that time, I simply thought that Professor Williams was such a big archaeology enthusiast that everything else came second to him. Soon later, we continued our journey. During the exploration, I found a strange bone and excitedly gave it to Professor Williams. Professor, it is most likely a dinosaur bone fossil. I found it in...
That is not what we're looking for, Sophia.
Jeez, although I was disappointed, I still respected how determined he was to find our national treasures. On the 30th day, we were still exploring thoroughly, but morale was low. This time, I was searching alone near the rocky area. Gosh, it felt hopeless. Maybe I was really not cut out for an archaeologist. I started to feel homesick and miss my father. I helplessly dropped the archaeology device, and all of a sudden, it made a soft beep. Maybe it was just some junk. I did my best to dig it up and... Wait a minute. Was that...
Give it to me.
What the hell? I found it.
What's going on here?
Brian was about to hide the holy compass, but I quickly snatched it back and showed it to Professor Williams. I found our greatest national treasure!
Sweet Jesus. Unbelievable. Please, hand it to me, Sophia. What do you think if I let you be my assistant from now on?
That must be the best offer I've ever had. That night, I was so excited I couldn't sleep a wink, so I tried to find Professor Williams to ask him about the preparation to become his assistant. Accidentally, I overheard his phone conversation with someone else.
Yes, I found the holy compass. How much will you pay for this treasure? How about $1 billion?
Wait, was he trying to sell our national treasure? That's a felony! And I was stupid enough to give the compass to him. I must not let his plan succeed. Quietly, I snuck behind Professor Williams to steal the compass. As I was creeping out of there, unfortunately, I bumped into his pile of antiques and broke some.
Sophia, what are you doing? Give it back to me.
No, I won't let you sell our country's pride like that.
Then prepare to see your ancestor.
He furiously chased after me while pushing aside all the ancient ceramic vases that blocked him, breaking them mercilessly. He easily cornered me. Finally, I realized that I had been idolizing a depraved, greedy bastard all this time. A grave robber, antiques destroyer like you doesn't deserve my respect. Suddenly, a burly man miraculously appeared and kicked Professor Williams to the ground. He was none other than Brian. What's more, he was wearing the military uniform of my country. The soldiers immediately rushed in from outside, and in the end, Professor Williams was arrested, and I was safely escorted to the mainland. My father, whom I have always distantly called the king, burst into tears as soon as I returned. Even though he scolded me for hours, I could see the relief in his eyes. Thanks to Brian's support, my father agreed to give me more freedom to study archaeology instead of taking etiquette classes. Sometimes I even invited him and Brian to join me in archaeology lessons. Ha! Run, Jasmine, do not turn back, I thought to myself as I tried to run as fast as possible. Behind me was the hurried footsteps of the kidnapper. Stop. It's useless to run. As I was cornered, I tried to squeeze my small body behind the big trash can. At this time, the kidnapper had caught up to me, but he couldn't reach me even with his long arm. Suddenly, a mousetrap caught my eye. I pushed it toward his hand and... He cried out in pain, and that cry also woke me up. Jeez. At this point, I totally lost count of how many times I had this nightmare. Hi, I'm Jasmine, the princess of a small country in Northern Europe. Please don't look at me with such admiration, for the life of a princess was nothing to be admired. I was kidnapped when I was only 10, and until now, the kidnapper hadn't been caught. 8 years after that incident, my parents were so afraid that he would come back for me that I was strictly kept inside the palace. Honestly, I wished I was a normal person so I wouldn't be threatened or treated this way. As time went by, I started to be seriously convinced that my parents just saw me as a Barbie doll to decorate the castle. Even when I went to see the flowers in the garden, I was followed by a group of bodyguards. However, things started to change on my 18th birthday. That morning, I was just running out of my room when... Happy birthday, Princess Jasmine. But the one who said that was a fat man who was dressed as a fairy. He held a cake while pretending to fly towards me. Let me introduce him. He's my Uncle Edward, and it seemed like he would be the only one to celebrate my birthday with me this year. Your parents are talking with the embassies. Hold on, I'll get down now. Uncle Edward pulled the rope behind his back, but it seemed to be stuck. Using all his strength, he pulled it again, and the rope broke. He fell straight down on top of me. Thud! With me lying dizzily, he quickly helped me up. I'm sorry, dear Jasmine. To make up for this, I'll grant all your wishes today, including taking you out to play, okay? Did I hear it right? Yay! I happily jumped up and hugged him. Can you help me live like a normal person today? Absolutely. I promised you didn't die. My face lit up. Can I really go out? Uncle Edward said that he would help me experience the ordinary life for 1 week. We should make use of the precious time when your parents aren't here. I'll distract the guards so you can get out. So that very evening, I dyed my hair, put on glasses and a plain outfit. At midnight, Uncle Edward walked around the back door and suddenly he shouted, "Help! There's an intruder!" When all the guards ran towards my uncle, I quickly slipped out and got into the car that he had prepared. After that, I drove straight to the summer camp that Uncle Edward had arranged. By the time I got there, it was pitch dark. While carrying my bags, I walked alone in the middle of the campsite. Suddenly, I felt a chill down my spine, as if someone was watching me. The feeling of fear prompted me to move faster. Will I ever be kidnapped again? Because I didn't pay attention to the front road, I accidentally bumped into a guy and dropped all of my belongings on the ground. The guy gently helped me to pick them up. What's wrong? You look so scared. I hurriedly apologized and pointed behind me. I feel like someone is following me. After checking, he reassured me. Shall we find the camp director together? That's right, it would be safer than going alone. Then he introduced himself as Ron and was looking to spend his time at this camp too. After we found the camp director, she gave each of us a badge. This is to distinguish campers from outsiders who try to sneak in. You must always wear it. Before we parted ways to go to our separated cabin, Ron gave me a self-defense bracelet. I was touched and thanked him profusely. In the following days, Ron gave his best to help me adjust to this new normal life. Sometimes I could feel my heart beat faster when I was with him. One early morning when I was looking for Ron, the camp director told me, "Can you light the campfire? The firewood and igneous rocks are over there." Geez, how could a princess like me know how to ignite fire from stones? This is not prehistoric times. But I had no choice but to obey her and spent hours struggling with that pile of dry wood and rocks. Come on, just a bit more. Finally, the stone caught fire. I tried to blow it, but it seemed that I blew so hard that the fire suddenly flared up. Thankfully, a guy rushed over.
Looks like you need help.
After putting out the fire, he helped me build a new one while introducing himself as Albert. Albert just arrived at this summer camp, and the first thing he saw was me struggling with the fire.
You owe me one, lady. If I encounter any problems in the future, I'll count on you.
Yes, sir. We looked at each other and burst out laughing. After the fire was on, I immediately went with him to the riverbank to freshen up. Just then, Ron appeared. It turned out that the camp director had asked him to go fishing. Oh, looks like you're busy this morning. I looked up just in time our eyes met. It was the first time a guy had come so close to me, so I was extremely embarrassed. Suddenly, Albert interfered with a rather annoyed face.
Jasmine, you can use my handkerchief to wash your face. It's not very hygienic to use your hands.
Before I could take it, Ron snatched the handkerchief and said while glaring at Albert,
"It's not like your handkerchief is any cleaner."
What's going on here? Is Ron jealous? I shyly apologized to Albert on Ron's behalf, then pulled Ron away. When we passed by the camp director, she saw that Ron wasn't wearing a badge, so she reminded him.
I was in a hurry, so I forgot to wear it. Here it is.
But what Ron pulled out was a Royal Guard badge. I snatched the badge from his hand. Why do you have it? He quickly got flustered and speechless. After being questioned relentlessly, he had to admit that he was the royal bodyguard assigned by my dad to follow me 24 hours a day. That's why he came to the summer camp. But I thought he liked me too. Turns out he was just a minion for my strict dad. From now on, don't ever appear in front of me again. I'm ordering you as a princess. With that, I walked away, leaving Ron standing there alone. His confession made me extremely upset. That evening, as I was sitting alone on the porch of the log cabin, Albert curiously approached me. I told him that Ron had fooled me, so I didn't want to see his face anymore.
That means that third wheel won't show up again?
I nodded, leaning on Albert's shoulder, crying until I passed out from fatigue. When I woke up, I found myself tied up in an abandoned house. In front of me were Albert and Uncle Edward.
Is the princess awake?
Uncle Edward, why am I tied up like this? As it turned out, from the very beginning, he had planned to let me escape just to send the kidnapper after me.
As soon as you're gone, I'll become the next heir. This should have been done 8 years ago, but that's okay. Better late than never.
I was stunned by his confession. I turned my pleading eyes at Albert, but he just sneered. Then the two of them went out to talk. Gosh, I must find a way out of here. Ah, I can use it to cut the rope. After successfully getting off the rope, I climbed right through the window, but my shirt got caught in the rotting wood on the door. Unfortunately, those two criminals returned.
Stand right there.
I quickly tore my shirt and ran straight ahead. After running for a while, I got so exhausted that I hid behind a tree. In the blink of an eye, they caught up with me. Oh God, if only Ron was with me now. Suddenly, there was a familiar voice. Could it be? It was really Ron. How could he know I was here?
Fear not, my princess.
Catch them! Ron appeared with an uncountable amount of bodyguards. They swiftly arrested Uncle Edward and Albert. It turned out that Ron had attached a tracker to my bracelet and had gathered the bodyguards to find me. I cried in his arms in relief. After that, Uncle Edward was stripped of his title and was imprisoned along with Albert. Feeling extremely sorry for making my parents worry, I wept and begged them for forgiveness.
It's fine. As long as you're safe, it's fine.
As for Ron, he was promoted to be my personal bodyguard. Maybe in the near future, you'll hear more stories about me and him. About the princess and her valiant bodyguard.
Mom. Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.